This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
All right, on the line with me is the next big thing. He's been a guest vocalist with many artists, including a Naughty Boys' La La La, which has just hit over 300 million views. Did you know that?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
It's just hit now. Also, on my favourite track on the Disclosure album with his track Latch, and now just about to release his brand new album, In the Lonely Hour. Joining me from Sydney over the phone, Sam Smith. Thank you so much.
Hello.
I know you've had a huge couple of days, because you're only in Australia for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days, and it's not enough, you know. I want to see more of it, and I'm really loving the people here as well. The food's great too.
Ooh, yeah, it is. It is great. But wait until you come down to Melbourne. You know, it's just a whole another kettle of fish down here.
Oh, are people beautiful there as well?
Yes. But they're not the they're not the Sydney kind of beautiful. You know, I think the Sydney kind of beautiful is a lot of fake tan and tank tops, whereas down here we.
Everyone's a bit plump in the face.
But yeah, I saw you even got to do a little bit of sightseeing while you were over here.
Yeah, a little bit. I got to see the bridge, and I went to the zoo. I went near a koala bear, but yep. Not too close, because apparently they have chlamydia.
That's true. They have chlamydia or syphilis or something. When One Direction were out here, people were really concerned because one of them pissed on one of One Direction.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So then, people were concerned that they may have contracted something, but I think they're safe.
Amazing.
And you've just come from the States as well, where you're on SNL and did a couple of performances on TV, and your tracks on iTunes haven't even really been released for people to hear, but their pre-orders just skyrocketed.
Yeah, well, Stay With Me is released now, but only like 2 days ago, and it's gone to number 12, which is ridiculous. I'm just so annoyed that I can't stay here longer and push it more.
Yeah.
But I think I've done enough work in the last 3 days that will last a few months.
Yeah, you are coming back for Splendor in the Grass, which was announced this week, which is incredible.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I don't know what it is as a festival, because I've never been, but everyone tells me it's amazing.
It's like a mini Glastonbury.
Okay, amazing.
But I'm saying mini, okay? It's don't have your hopes too high, but it is one of our largest outdoor festivals here in Australia.
Oh, great. I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, your new album, which I'm really looking forward to, is called In the Lonely Hour, and it's quite personal, isn't it?
It's hugely personal. I mean, I've never been in a relationship before ever in my life, and I wanted to sing about love, and I just wanted to come from a completely different angle, because my whole life I listened to songs that are about relationships and relationships gone wrong and everything like that, and I could never relate, and I wanted to make a body of work that spoke to people that felt the way I did, and I really tackled the kind of loneliness head-on and unrequited love.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I remember when Adele's last album came out, and it's, you know, all about breakups, and I hadn't been in a relationship then either.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's everyone going on about? I just can't relate to any of this. Like, oh, is this really what?
That's exactly how I felt. It's an amazing album, but I wanted to make almost the other version, if you get what I mean. The version for the people that haven't felt that way.
Exactly. And I think from what I've heard so far, you've definitely on the right track. Not In That Way, for example, actually made me cry, Sam.
No, man, it makes me upset singing it. It's like, I've never written a lyric that hits, like, explains it so perfectly. Yeah. And it really did for me.
Is that a situation that you've been in? Because I've certainly been in that situation before.
I was in it when I fell in love with someone last year who didn't love me back.
And yeah.
It was hot. It was absolutely horrible, and that was the whole thing. They loved me, but not in the way that I wanted them to.
Yeah. Was he your best mate or something? Because mine was my best mate, and just wasn't. It was awkward.
we're close. I told the person as well recently, and it's weird, but it is. We're friends.
Speaking of Adele, you've been compared to Adele as well, and I think, you know, with you being so honest in this album is certainly just the way that she did with her album as well. And you worked with some producers and writers that worked with her as well, like Grammy Award winners even.
Yeah. Do you know what? It really wasn't. I didn't do that on purpose. You know, I think it is because I write in such an honest way. I was just attracted to some of these writers because they really help get it out of you when you're writing. And you know what? I love pop culture and I watch it. And every artist that I've seen up and coming who I've loved and admired have been compared to someone. So I was prepared for that. And the fact that I'm being compared to Adele is a huge compliment. So I'm really taking it in my stride.
And, you know, she doesn't tweet very often, but she did tweet her praises.
Yeah, which is lovely. I'd love to meet her one day. She seems like a lovely girl.
You also won the Brit Critics' Choice Award, which has been previously won by, like, Ellie Goulding, Jessie J, and Emily Sandé. Have you met Emily Sandé? Yeah.
I went on tour with Emily. I supported her on tour.
That must have been fantastic.
Yeah, she's lovely and such a talented songwriter.
Yeah. Was she one of your inspirations?
Yeah, I guess you could say she was. And she also writes so honestly, which I admire.
Yeah. Because you've said previously that people like Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin have been incredible inspirations to you for your singing ability, yeah?
And any female diva, I'm there fully.
Beyonce.
Screaming.
Are you a big Kylie fan?
I'm not a Kylie fan. I'm
what?
Weird. I know. I'm not a Kylie or a Madonna fan, but I love Beyonce so much.
Yeah.
And I love Britney, all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you're only human. great. Well, looking forward to you coming out again for Splendor in the Grass. You're going to be appearing on the grand final of So You Think You Can Dance Tonight. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm really excited for that, man. It's going to be great. And I just can't wait to share this song with Australia.
I know. You'll be performing Stay With Me, yeah?
Yes.
Fantastic. Available now on iTunes. And yeah, as we said before, it's just climbing up the charts just from you being in the country. It's like just your aura, Sam.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. I'm really thankful for anyone who's bought that song. So
cool.
Thank you.
It's an honour to actually chat to you, Sam, because I've been following you for ages, and I'm going to Disclosure on Friday night, so...
I wish I was there to meet you.
Well, Sam, all the best, and enjoy that long flight back to the UK.
I will. It's been great.
No worries. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to maybe having you in the studio when you're back in July.
I'd love that, man. I really would.
All right. All the best, mate.
Thank you. Speak to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.